This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, there was music, noise, and not too much campaigning at this year's Columbus Day Parade along State Street downtown. WBBM political editor Craig Delmore was there.
The Columbus Day Parade was a collage of people singing from floats and marching bands and seemingly fewer politicians than in years past. Two Cook County-wide Republican candidates were very visible, including state's attorney hopeful Bob Fioretti.
There's been a number of people that have come up to me, from mayors to city council peoples, that have said, you know, we're going to be backing you, we're supporting you. When I say city councils, I mean across the county, various suburbs that have said, hey, we're with you.
And some elected officials not running for anything also turned out. Chinatown Alderwoman Nicole Lee was there to show support for Italian Americans who live in the 11th Ward. Three-term state treasurer Michael Frerichs also was there. In the loop, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Police were on the scene in Lincoln Park this afternoon, where a monument that honors the late President Abraham Lincoln has been vandalized. WBBM's Mallory Vorbroker is there and joins us live with the latest.
Jensen, the Chicago Police Department sent over an evidence technician who's now taking photos of the scene. Here on the grounds around the Chicago History Museum in Lincoln Park, the Abraham Lincoln statue, now on its base, has phrases such as Lincoln was an executioner and land back. Police say they believe one person overnight did the vandalization of the statue. Detectives are investigating. The holiday today, formerly Columbus Day, has been celebrated as Indigenous Peoples Day by many this afternoon. Reporting live in Lincoln Park, Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Mallory, thank you. With an increasing number of mail-in ballots being used for important elections, letter carriers across the state are holding a day of action, calling attention to ongoing union contract negotiations and their safety.
Through wind, rain, sleet, and snow, for generations, mail carriers have trudged through our neighborhoods on foot.
Now, we don't do bullets, y'all. We can't do bullets.
Elise Foster, president of Branch 11 Chicago, the largest national association of letter carriers union serving the city and some suburbs. With more than 30 years of service, Foster is an active mail carrier in Pilsen. An increasing number of letter carriers have been beaten, robbed at gunpoint, and even killed, with only about 10% of the more than 2,000 attacks on letter carriers nationwide since 2020 having been prosecuted.
We want to go about our appointed rounds and safely and come home to our families. And the Postal Service owe us that in our working conditions, and something needs to be done.
From the Postmaster General to local postmasters, mail carriers demanding increased wages, better treatment, and safety protections. There is currently a proposed resolution in the U.S. Congress to help deter postal crimes. The Protect Our Letter Carriers Act, that if passed, would add funding for more postal inspectors and resources to prosecute crimes against postal workers, along with creating a new system using fobs instead of keys.
We are forced to go out there every day with no protection. Just go out there and get the mail delivered.
In the loop, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now, the USPS and the Chicago Board of Elections have both not yet responded to requests from our newsroom for comment on letter carrier claims that there may be issues or delays affecting mail-in ballot processing for the upcoming election. A British woman arrested at O'Hare Airport earlier this year is facing serious charges for drug trafficking.
Kim Hall had met some men while traveling abroad in Portugal, who then offered her a free vacation in Mexico in exchange for bringing some luggage back home with her to Manchester, England. She had a layover at O'Hare in August, which is when Homeland Security investigators found nearly 95 pounds of cocaine in two of her suitcases. The 28-year-old's father tells the British tabloid The Sun his daughter thought she was carrying money and that the only thing she's guilty of is being stupid and naive. Hall is charged with unlawful possession of a controlled substance and intent to deliver. She faces up to 60 years in prison if convicted. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Aqua Illinois rate hike is expected to be reduced. State regulatory judges have recommended the Illinois Commerce Commission approve a $10.9 million rate hike for Aqua Illinois. That is about 43% below what is being sought. Jim Chilson, spokesman for the Citizens Utility Board, says Aqua customers can voice their objections to the proposed rate hike with state regulators before they decide on it by November 21st.
You can go to the Illinois Commerce Commission website and you can file a public comment against this rate hike. You can also call the Illinois Commerce Commission.
Again, the five-member ICC is expected to make a final ruling on the request no later than November 21st. A person of interest is being questioned after a crash on the Eisenhower killed a pedestrian in Maywood this morning. State police say it happened at 4 a.m. near 17th Avenue. Preliminary information indicates the pedestrian was on the expressway and was hit by a car. A University of Chicago economist and political scientist is now a Nobel Prize winner.
James Robinson says he was sleeping when the news broke.
My wife woke me up and said, "You have to get up. You have to get up. I said, "What for?" She said, "You've won the Nobel Prize." I thought she was kidding.
Robinson won the Nobel Prize in Economics, along with two professors from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology for studies of how institutions are formed and affect prosperity. He says he hopes his work might provide some inspiration for other researchers.
I think maybe ideas are important in terms of giving people levers or giving people ways to think about the problems in their society. So I think that's the way I think about this.
Robinson, a UChicago economics professor, is the 101st Nobel laureate associated with the university. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
From the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 6-7 of the scores, Mark Crotty.
Can we handle the Bears dominating? They have dominated their games the last 2 weeks, including yesterday's 35-16 win over Jacksonville in London, the week before 36-10 over Carolina. And how about the play calling from Shane Waldron?
I like the fact that, we got some explosives in there. We stayed committed to the run game, so we stayed committed that way. That's an important thing to have balance, in this league. Because you can't become one-dimensional one way or the other. And I also think that, the explosive plays and some creativity, the creative play to Cole up the middle, I think that was really, really creative.
Cole Kmet, big part of the day yesterday as he had to come in as the long snapper for Scott Daly, who was injured. Also on the Bears injury report, Matt Eberflus, the Bears head coach from whom you just heard right there, was on Zoom with us today. He said that Kyler Gordon, the fine nickelback of the Bears, had imaging done on his hamstring today, so it's wait and see on that. Same deal for Jaquan Brisker, who's been dealing with a concussion. Tyreek Stevenson has been down as well. Eberflus sounding optimistic that they could get those guys back by the next time they play, which will be at Washington Sunday, October 27th. Baseball NLCS Game 2 is just getting underway right now. The Dodgers lead the overall series 1-0. And just taking a look up at the board right now, it is the Mets off to a 1-0 lead over the Dodgers in the middle of the first. Sean Manaea against Ryan Baser pitching-wise in that game. ALCS is later on. Guardians at the Yankees. Alex Cobb against Carlos Rodon, pitching for the Yankees. Of course, the former White Sox starter. Bulls preseason tonight at Milwaukee, 7 o'clock. Monday Night Football is the Bills at the Jets. With sports at 16:46, I'm 670 The Score's Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
WillMet is outsourcing its emergency dispatch services to another northern suburb.
In a move it estimates will save more than $6 million, WillMet has signed a 10-year agreement with Glenview to take on its dispatch services. Police calls to 911 will move first at the start of next year, with fire calls to follow in 2026. Glenview trustees approved the deal earlier this month that is worth $700,000 in the first year, according to the Tribune. The dispatch center already serves local police from more than a dozen agencies, including Glencoe, Highland Park, Niles, and Morton Grove. In Glenview, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A locally based hardware store chain is filing for bankruptcy protection.
We've got what it takes, True Value.
The more you have to do.
True Value, with its commercials featuring the late Pat Summerall, were a staple of local TV advertising for decades. The hardware store chain is filing for bankruptcy protection as it tries to sell the business to rival hardware store Do It Best. The $153 million offer from Do It Best is called a stalking horse bid, which means it can be topped by a better offer from another company. True Value serves a network of 4,500 independently owned and operated hardware stores. It will continue to operate under bankruptcy protection. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A sculpture created by the late Chicago artist Richard Hunt has sold at a record-breaking price at auction yesterday.
The sculpture, Active Hybrid Second Growth, sold for $192,000, according to Leonard Auction. The Sun-Times reports it was originally expected to sell for between $100,000 and $150,000. According to the paper, the previous record price for a Hunt sculpture was $138,000, set back in 2020. My Martin. Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.